Is that coming through really loud? Let me try it. If I move right now, is this what you're hearing?
I just assumed it was really angry trade machine usage.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is, right there.
Really...
No, I'm going to be real honest with you. I've not made one fake trade yet. yet today. I mean, I have it open. Don't get me wrong.
Well, maybe we can put Beasley in that Tyreek Evans deal.
I mean, all right, so you're Sacramento. If you did Williams and Beasley, even though they're kind of the same player who don't have a position, I mean, would Tyreek be a player that they'd give up right now? I mean, his stock's kind of low.
I think they're going to, you know, if for us, for the Wolves to get Tyreek Evans from them, we're going to have to take on something bad besides him.
John Selmans in his four years, $8.5 million a year.
Yeah.
Amnesty.
We could amnesty him.
I thought, isn't the amnesty rule not allow you to amnesty players that you acquire in trades? Or I thought I read that the other day, actually.
I don't believe that to be true, but I could be wrong. Okay. It just has to be a contract that was signed before the NBA was put into place. So as long as Salmons was signed to that contract, which he was before the contract was put into place, they can amnesty him. Now, if they signed, you know, like Chuck Hayes, who signed his $5.3 million, $4 million four-year deal with a heart that doesn't work, they're not going to be able to amnesty him.
All right.
So I'm going to step out. I'll just use the restroom and grab a beer real quick. I'll be back in just a minute.
All right.
All right.
Well, you guys enjoying yourselves so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah. I'm planning on having this up by tomorrow morning. It only took about an hour last time to edit everything, but this is already about twice as long.
I see the Knicks are pounding the Pistons tonight.
Are they?
The Pistons are so bad.
Oh, they're awful. They are awful. You know, I'm so old, I remember when people thought that Joe Dumars was a genius.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Boy, they're just awful. They got nobody. But I see Carmelo. Oh, he's 7 for – the Pistons are so bad that Carmelo is 7 for 11 from the field. How about that article about George Karl? Wasn't that terrific? We'd like to have a Melo type player who wasn't an ass. didn't torpedo our team. You know, I mean, for my money, what he did to the Nuggets last year was far worse than what LeBron did. At least LeBron waited till the off season and he didn't just blow up a whole season. You know, but as soon as they got rid of him, they just took off.
We can go into that in part two. Make sure everybody else can, you know, get their 2 cents in. We'll put that on the agenda real quick.
Are you saying that Chris and I are dominating the conversation here? I just jumped in at the end. I was just kidding around.
This is my topic, man. I love the NBA. I mean, I will tell you. I mean, you know, baseball is my favorite sport, right? But I watch almost exclusively the Twins. I mean, I hardly watch any other team. But you know, part of that is, you know, they play 100. They're always on. They're always on. But if the NBA is on, I don't care who's playing. I mean, I watched the Wolves first, but I watched, you know, Thursday nights, you know, I watched two games on Thursday nights. And, you know, the Wolves are never playing on Thursday night. You know, I mean, it's been years since they've been on TNT, but I just love to watch the game. And they're,
how do
you guys feel? They were talking that, like, Simmons, you know, he's saying that, you know, ratings are way up. You know, they had a lockout, right? And they, you know, the ratings are just through the roof.
Is everybody back now?
I'm here.
All right. Everybody's ready, we can get going.
He's
back.
You got to get off that bed, though. That thing that's making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Is it the bed or somebody typing really, really hard?
Oh, I think it's that bed.
Is it the bed? All right.
I will just stop moving.
All right. Good luck with that.
Hey, I think I'll be all right.
All right. Then we'll get started.
DK, you think you can do a decent Stick impression?
Yeah, definitely not.
You've probably got the best Minnesota accent of any of us.
Except he's from North Dakota.
Right. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hey, right. It's all the same to me, flyover country, you know?
All right, so what are we drinking tonight, boys?
I have the Cooperstown Brewery Pride of Milford. It's English special ale. It's a 7.7 ABV with a fig and kind of almost grape taste that's not too overpowering. It's made with Samuel Smith's, the Ringworm Yeast from Samuel Smith's. It's an outstanding beer, and unfortunately, they no longer distribute it to Western New York. It's just in Central New York now, so I have to drive far away to get it.
Cheap toy?
Well, I started off, I was drinking my English bitter that I honestly didn't put a lot of thought into the one I made. Just made it quick to get it into a keg because I had one empty. Since moved on to the Delmore Grand Reserve Scotch. I was hoping that would loosen my tongue for some good basketball talk. Don't know if it worked or not.
DK?
Guys, I'm just drinking a vanilla Coke here.
Alright. I had a stout my dad made. We called it Dark Haired Stout. It's a play on our last name. As a McGoover in a... Well, that was a really shitty pronunciation. But it's hard to pronounce because I don't speak Irish. But our last name means son of the Dark Haired One. So we call it Dark Haired Stout, since it's, you know, a dark beer. It's all right. It's a little flat, but what are you going to do?
You're going to open them all up and put carbonation tabs in like I did last night.
All right. Might have to do that. I didn't know that was a thing.
It's
only my dad's third batch of beer ever, so we're still working out the kinks.
Just keep it in a warmer place and wait. That's another option.
All right.
Well, that's what I do with my beer.
All right. Well, we'll end that there before this becomes a full-fledged beer podcast.
Second podcast.
Yeah, Justified's on in 10 minutes, so I got to get downstairs.
Oh shit! All
right, guys, thank you so much. A pleasure speaking with you tonight.
Yep. Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Night. WGOM Radio is a production of WGOM.org. Our theme song is titled Bruce Lee by Doran Deutsch. It's used under a Creative Commons license and is available from Free Music Archive at freemusicarchive.org.